More companies seem to be presenting more employees with PIPs, performance improvement programs. There are two reasons they may be doing it. One reason you'll like and one you won't. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Why would a company tell an employee they're putting them on a performance improvement program? Well, it could be to make the company better and maybe to help that person along in their career. But many human resource professionals say it's also a way to cut the workforce. Some reports indicate most employees who are placed on these programs usually fail and end up being let go. Things to remember. If you're presented with a PIP, you do have the right to decline, but that could mean termination. If you accept the terms of the program and they say you failed to improve, you'll likely not receive severance. In some cases, you might be able to negotiate some of the terms of the program. But in many cases, it seems employees have little to say, and some HR pros think if a PIP comes your way, it's likely an early warning sign that you should start to look for work elsewhere. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.